Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Elijah Moeketsi and Omsindisi guessing his introducing himself with his own song. So Elijah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
Lovely to have you with me in studio today. I think let's start off with just getting to know you. It's very important for me to know. Ogutsi, Ayman, who's this guy? That was a beautiful song, by the way, I must say.
Thank you so much.
Never going to lie about such. So I say it as it is. Look, if I wasn't as impressed, I was just going to let it slide.
Yeah.
But that was a beautiful tune, I must say. Introduce yourself. Is it your first time at Radio Pulpit?
Yes, it's my first time. I'm a
newbie.
Welcome.
You're a newbie.
Oh my God.
So introduce yourself to the airwaves. Who is Elijah Moeketsi?
Oh, Elijah is a minister of the word, a pastor, who's ordained, by the way.
Come on.
My name's Akotso Benjamin Moeketsi.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where's Elijah coming from?
Elijah is a stage name.
Oh.
Yes.
You are an Elijah.
Yeah, I'm an Elijah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I have chariots.
But Moeketsi is obviously your surname.
Yes, Moeketsi is my surname.
Okay. I'm glad you still kept a huge touch of you.
Yes, I still did.
Now, let's talk about your musical journey. You said you are a newbie. I understand that a whole lot of times we become newbies because that's when we start recording.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you look back, the journey has been long. It might have even started, you know.
Yeah.
So take us through your journey of music. Where did it all start?
Oh, yeah. My musical journey started in a small place called Tamaskral, where I was just young. Around 7 years, I started singing in my Sunday school. And my pastor would take me all the time when he wants to preach, would take me on stage and say, sing Pindukulu Memoyo Ngwele. I would sing Pindukulu Memoyo Ngwele. And after that, it went from that. My uncle, I remember that I had an uncle who used to teach us how to sing when we were growing. When I was 12 years, he took me and adopted me. I stayed in a place called Manyeleti in Temba, started singing. And he would teach me some things, you know, some few ropes. He teaches me like there and there, you know, even the word also. You know,
I love that.
That you don't only sing, but you need to read the word and to understand.
Minister through word.
Because you need to understand that when you sing, you're not only singing, but you are ministering to people. Mm. So you need to minister about what you understand.
So your musical background has always been Christian, purely.
Yes, my musical ministry has always been there.
I love that.
Yes.
Now, I was just chatting to you guys about something quite personal earlier on.
Yeah.
And I want to hear, you know, when you decided to come into the industry, what outlook and what understanding did you have where you met with that?
For me, I didn't start now.
Okay.
You know, I started back then, you know, 2013, when I finished my Bible school. I said, you know what, let me just try.
The music thing.
But the music thing failed.
Okay.
And God called.
Oh, so you had to focus somewhere,
yes,
but you were excited for the musical side of you.
Yes, but
okay.
I was still ministering. But yet, I never understood what I was doing back then with the music thing until I had to learn, you know. I had to meet someone to actually learn that, you know, when you're ministering to people, you know, let me just take you back. You know, I met a man called Petu Lobopape in my life that changed the whole perspective of who I am. And I met people like Wipi Lobopape in my life also that changed the perspective of the whole Elijah, who he is.
You know, okay.
I only understood Elijah as it is, but I never understood that there's a deeper calling inside of Elijah. You know, not only called only to read the word or to preach to people, but also to minister in song to people. I never understood what that was. But when I came into this industry, you know, that man said to me, you haven't realized how big you are until you try something.
Yeah.
I said to him, I'm afraid.
And I'm afraid to try.
I said, I'm afraid to try.
Do it afraid.
Yeah. He said, you know, God uses the afraid more. You see, like Moses was so afraid. That's why he said to God, who shall I say sent me? Nami, I go to that space. Uguti, God, who shall I say send me in this industry? They've been preaching about you all along. Our bishop, they were there.
How different will I be?
And sure. God said to me, tell them to cast the stone.
Okay.
In the waters and see how deep their stone will go. You know. So when the man of God told me that, you know what, let's try this, I was like, skeptical, but I had faith.
So from 2017, you didn't even record. You were just singing in events.
I was just singing in events and churches.
Okay.
You know?
Oh.
I did not even try to record.
I understood
that in where I come from, there is this thing. When you try something once and you fail, it's quite a failure.
Yeah, it's like, let's not do this again. What's going to be different this time?
Let's just minister in churches and all night prayers and all that. And then you'll be fine. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And then you are challenged to come back to the scene. And this time, it's not just about you singing in church. It's a matter of Yoguti. Dude, you need to go into the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, studio and church are quite different things.
Of course.
And there was a time where I got to studio with a guy called Terry D.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not understand what I was doing.
Sure.
At all. I was like, you know, at church we sing it like this. He was like, no.
This is not church.
This is not church. I'm your MD now. Let's do this right. Let's do this the right way. You know how to sing, yes. You scale. You do all these things. But let's just put your voice and let it sound. You know, there's a sound and there's a sound after the sound.
Okay.
You know, there's a sound that comes from the physical and there's a sound of the spirit. So basically, he was trying to say to me, you sound good. In your own being, when you sing, when you scale, you do all those things. We feel chills in our bodies, but yet our spirits are dry. Let's find the sound of the spirit. Now, Om Sindisi came from that point.
Okay.
From a point of wounds, from a point of hurts.
You beat me to it because I was about to ask. Guguti, why Om Sindisi? Did you actually write the song?
Yeah.
Oh, do give us a brief, actually, as to the inspiration behind it.
Inspiration behind it is when I was writing the song and Jerry composing the sound and everything, you know, I was going through something huge. I lost my job, I lost everything, I lost my baby.
Oh,
also,
Lord.
So we were going through pain as a family, and we were going through troubles and pains. You know, we were in the fire. You know, we're in the fire. And when I'm saying we're in the fire, we're like really, really, literally in the fire.
Listen.
You know, and where you don't know what you're going to feed your children the next morning, but you still wake up and say, God, you're good. You know, you don't know what you're going to say to your kids when they ask you for money to go to school, but you just say, God, you're good. I trust in you. You know, that's where Om Sindisi comes from. Trusting in God and believing in Him. You know, having the trust in this. It's a personal song for me. Actually, it's a testimony for
me.
That, you know, in this testament, I've seen God do this in
it's
my life.
It's birthed from an encounter.
Yes, it's birthed from an encounter. From a place, you know, from an adulam, a place of prayer, you know. There was a time when I was praying, I was telling God, you know, God, I can't do this anymore. I can't. And a small voice whispered in my ears that I've given you all things. Speak the word and it shall be.
And amen.
When I did that, it happened. Om Sindisi, it came forth. You know, when I looked in the word, I found the scripture where Nebuchadnezzar said that people should worship their king in the city. And there were only three Hebrew boys who stood up and said, not us.
We will not worship any other god.
Any other god. No, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's when you hear that in the scripture, the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar said to the people who were working for him, that put this man inside the fire. You know, and he did not understand something, that gold, when you put it in the fire,
you refine it.
And that's when they were put in the fire, they got out understanding that there's a fourth man. Even when, that's why one Hebrew boy said, even if our God does not save us, we will still serve him.
We'll still serve him.
You know, I came to that point.
We're not going to be shaped by circumstance at that point in time.
No, that's what happened in my life.
Mm.
Even if my God does not save me, in the problems and the heartaches that I'm facing right now, I'm still going to serve him, you know. Yes, I'm still going to serve him. So now, there are things that people don't understand. Each and everything, whatever, be preaching, be worshiping God. God wants us alone in a place of refinement.
Yep.
And when he gets us to the place of refinement, we get to understand that this God, he's the only one who can do it.
So that's
where obedience comes from. Obedience comes from a place of refinement, a place of peace, a place of hurt, a place where Elijah would find himself again from years of failure, from the past years of failure, the past years of, you know, heartaches and pains that were caused by other people, you know, only to find himself again and say, you know what, God, I've seen you. And then that's where Omsindis comes from.
Wow, it's absolutely beautiful to hear. You know, I always say, wisdom is in learning, what works and what doesn't work.
Yes.
And it's in being able to rise again and say, Lord, this time I do it with you, not with my talent, but because you've sent me forth.
Yes.
Now, in the face of you now coming and recording, where am I going with this? What are you bringing that's different? Because again, for me, it's a question of, I don't want you to find yourself at a place where the imposter syndrome kicks in and you're like, oh, I failed before. Do you know what I'm saying? Now that you've stepped out into the shore, what is it that you're believing God for this journey?
I'm believing God for a new sound.
You
know, I believe God that in the end times I'll be able to sound. I'll be able to be a sound of revival that is coming.
Amen.
What I'm bringing is that God use me to be the sounding trumpet of the end times.
You
know, I don't want to be like any other sound. Use me as your trumpet. Use me as your voice. To speak out mysteries that were hidden for years. You know, those feelings don't matter anymore. Nothing matters. The only thing that matters is the new sound that God is bringing to people's ears to say, revival is here, wake up.
Yeah.
The coming of the Lord is near.
Is near. So have you only just recorded a single, or is there a full album? Is there an EP? Tell us, what's happening, and also, what's on the pipeline? What should we expect?
For me, I would say expect more. You know, I was talking to my manager and telling him that, you know what, expect more. You know, people should not just expect Elijah as Elijah, but they should expect, you know, the sweetness inside the cake. You know, this is not only the song that I've recorded. There's a full EP that is about to come.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, it's called The New Generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Omsindis is one part of the songs.
Okay.
There is The Call of the King, you know, and also there is songs like what is this? Elijah Come, you know, Crying in the Wilderness, and there are other songs inside.
You really love Elijah.
Maybe
tell us why.
I have a revelation about him.
You
know, years back, God spoke to me about the book of Elijah. He said, this is a book of Elijah. This is not only a scripture. You know, a man who could call fire even though the woods were wet. But he would call fire, and fire would come and burn the woods. You know, a man that would resemble Christ, you know, he is the formation of Christ. You know, he is the epitome of Christ. That's why,
of course,
most of the time when we look at him and we look at Melchizedek, we see one thing. You know, that's why the Bible says that Elijah was a man like us, but he prayed.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, when I look at the heart of prayer, I see him. You know, mm. I see him. So that's why Elijah for me, and he's a prophet.
Yeah,
he's a major prophet.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love prophets, but yeah, you know, he's a major prophet. And
mm.
in his journey, as we look at it, he only went there to serve God, even mm. though there were trials and tribulations that came for him.
Mm.
He went there to serve God until he went to the waters and the whirlwind came and took him.
Mm. You know?
So there's a huge package about Elijah that people need to understand who he is and
mm.
open up to the name Elijah, and you will see that he is not only a prophet.
Okay.
You know, but he's an elder.
Okay.
You know. So yeah, that's about it. So
all right. So what's on the pipeline? What should we expect? Yes, there's an EP coming. Any tours? Any things? What's happening?
On the 29th, we are having a launch of Omsin DC
mm-hmm.
in ISSM. You know, in wrestling, Pretoria. It's north in wrestling.
Okay.
So yeah, we are having a launch of Elijah 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
it's a daytime event.
Yeah, it's a daytime event. So also, Elijah is about to, you know, do tours very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one we'll just tell you on our socials.
Okay.
And all these things we'll tell you on our socials. Just now, this one is the head up. On the 29th, we are having a Elijah King launch.
Okay.
Elijah Mwe gets a launch. So it's okay. Oh my God. I'm so kingful.
If you can just give us details of your social media pages so we can follow you.
Oh, my social media is simple. Elijah Mwe gets it.
Elijah Mwe gets
it. Facebook.
That. Instagram?
Twitter, Instagram, everywhere.
Even Elijah. Twitter. Yeah. Even TikTok.
Yes.
Okay, you're a relevant one.
And the songs, you find them also there. You know, TikTok already is already uploaded, and also on every platform, it's there.
With that being said, last week on a feature that we have on Thursdays, I've got a feature called Legal Junction, and we talk all things legalities. And Mr. Puluso Sekamela was talking about, what do they call this? But legal rights to musicians, to artists.
Okay.
And I am encouraging you to say, I pray and I hope that you are registered with Abo Riza, with Abo Samro, as we play your music so that you benefit from it. You know, he was just sharing how excited he was when he released, because he's also an artist.
Oh.
And he says, you know, look, I was excited to sign contracts.
Oh,
that was an excitement that was there.
True.
But, you know, I made a lot of mistakes along the way because I was not thinking royalties. I was not thinking any earnings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as much as spiritual as we may be, because we're spiritual creatures, we also need to understand that music is a business.
True.
It's an art as well.
True.
So I'm encouraging you towards the direction, if you haven't started, to make
already.
Sure. Good. Good.
I was going to classes anyway.
I'm glad. I am glad.
So I got it.
So when you say you are a newbie for me, I'm like, do not get halted in these scams.
No, we got it. We got it.
I'm glad.
MP is one of the greatest companies ever joined.
That's good.
And MP Entertainment is the top for now.
It's the top. Okay.
So we've got it.
I'm glad. I'm glad. It's important.
With God, all things are possible.
Exactly. So it's important for us to inform ourselves of these. A little birdie tells me that sometime next week you'll be around and there'll be music and whatnot. Well, then I'll see you then. Thank you so much, Elijah. Thanks for spending this Friday with us and sharing your music with us. Will it be a sin if I repeat your song?
It's not.
It's not going to be a sin.
I never goes.
It's a talent. So let's play out with Elijah this afternoon on Omsin DC.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.